Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hole.
Say that again. Specify which hole.
And which cheese.
Just me yelling mouth hole as the recording starts.
Gruyere.
I'm very conscientious about what goes in what hole. Thank you very much.
You know. As one does.
Okay.
That's right. In the square. What up, Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In the square hole.
Just remember, everyone, if you tell the feds about this, I'll find your family.
Jesus.
Somewhere. Right.
Tell you what, you tell the feds about this, I'll make you family.
Oh.
Ayo.
Alabama.
Holy.
Can't think of a worse curse.
What a way to start the day.
Honestly, referring to being in a sexual relationship with someone as calling them Alabama family is definitely a thing that we need to have catch on. Thank you for bestowing that on us, Benji.
We have news. We're in an Alabama family now.
Are they dating? Not really, but like they're still Alabama family.
This is just a southern polycule.
Yes. Okay.
That's southern polycule.
Wait, God if damn. We make a commune, that really lends credence to why go across the street when you can go across the hall.
God. All right.
That's the sound of it.
Abandoned us.
An additional attempt to rail to reel this bitch
in.
Rail. All right. Yep.
All right.
It's over.
Know what you want, buddy.
It's fucking
talk about over. Absolutely burning out this session. Let's fucking go.
Talk about jumping in with both grippers.
It's so Jover.
God all right. Damn it. Okay.
I'll fucking DM with that.
Yeah. All right. So, last session, party awakened to the zombie apocalypse. And successfully fended it off with only Jesse's grippers getting chewed on. Some minor injuries, but everybody got out of it alive. As well as killing a couple of Nefandi cultists in the process.
Didn't Jesse get down to one health?
Jesse was incapacitated. Jesse was down. But yeah.
My candle burned out already.
With that one.
Rest
in
piss.
Therapy later with Jace. Yep.
So,
you changed out your candle.
Look, man.
Yeah, no, buddy. Anyway, accompanied by Brother Charles, who arrived telling them that additional battle brothers and some militia were fighting their way through a lot more zombies on their way to try to reach the Nefandi stronghold. They fought their way through a magically enhanced blizzard and forged underground into an old abandoned mineshaft. At the bottom of the mineshaft, they realized that the old miners had delved too greedily and too deep and unearthed a call, which is where they found the Nefandi. Three of them, plus some cultists, sitting basically directly on top of the entrance to a call. Some words were exchanged, followed by incredible violence. And at the end of incredible violence, Samson was dead, skewered through the chest by a greatsword. So, hopping back into it and setting the scene, I guess also a couple of housekeeping bits. After this week, we will be taking 2 weeks off, because Dia, also known as Dot, is getting married, and, like, we're all gonna be there. So, traveling, work schedules, etc., need to be rearranged in order to make that happen. Other thing. After this session, for future sessions, we'll be dabbling in Roll20 a bit and seeing if we can get a little bit more visual with our battle sequences.
Thank God. I got you, Boo.
Yeah. So Bird kind of taught me how it all works. I'm looking at different assets. So hopefully by the next time you guys find yourself in a scuffle, you'll be able to see what's happening instead of just having me describe it to you. On that note, describing it to you.
Rest in piss, Brother Charles.
Yes, I forgot to mention that, and that will be relevant. Rest in piss, Brother Charles. On the way down the mine shaft, there was an attempt by someone to take over Jesse's mind. The rest of the party saw it as an incoming mind attack on everybody. Charles was able to tell that it was specifically on Jesse and shielded her at his own expense, drawing attention to him and to prevent himself from being possessed and forced to fight the party, opted to throw himself on his own sword. And his ghost is now accompanying the party into battle. So, I guess last housekeeping bit is we are readjusting how we're doing movement in the game to conform with the rules that were supposed to be in place, because we kind of realized we were doing it wrong, and it explains some of the balance issues we've been having, or I've been having, I guess. So that'll be slightly different going forward. And also we forgot a kind of important rule with Chase that you guys are about to, find out all about. So to set the scene for where we left off and where you guys stand right now, we are at the bottom of the initiative order. I believe everyone but Olathe has burned their rage.
Olathe and Terran.
Okay, Terran still has rage.
I believe I put it in dice rolls?
It is, yeah, I think in dice rolls.
And Terran technically goes before me.
Okay. So, the situation as it stands. Most of the party is still down on the ground, about 50 meters away from the rocky outcrop. It's kind of like a plateau up above you guys where the rest of the party, or the rest of the enemies, started off the fight. Chase is up there, having dashed up there after Samson was killed, and he killed Samson's killer, and smacked Samantha, the Queen Devondi bitch, around a good bit. Terran is up there, having blendertized the Nefandi owl bird thing that was up there. And Dana, the other female Nefandi cultist, is also up there.
Of course she is.
The male Nefandi cultist, can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Josh?
Well, yeah, he's the cultist. He is next
fucking
to
Josh.
Fucking Josh. He is next to Jessica, directly in front of the call, where she just tried to kill him. And Max, that was the other Nefandi, the actual Nefandi mage that Chase put down after he killed Samson. And the last Nefandi cultist currently in sight is the guy with the big-ass axe. He is down on the ground, directly in front of Olathe, because he keeps whacking her with the axe.
Which one is the one that's... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Which one is the one that's currently got Jesse in, like a blackout ghost tornado?
That is Dana.
Okay.
The other one up on the edge.
Yep. We started off the fight with all three of the actual mages and the big bird up above you guys and the cultists, Alan and Josh, on the ground. And then Max came down, got clapped. So Alan, with his big axe, is right in front of Olathe, who is basically where you guys started. Jesse is a couple yards off to her left. Astoria is a couple yards off to her right. Am I forgetting anyone's location? And yes, Jesse is trapped in a swirling black vortex of not pleasant, getting chewed up by spirits. I believe Chase had taken some damage. Olathe's taken a little damage and had her armor chewed up. Samson is dead. I don't think Astoria has been hit.
They fucking tried.
Yeah, there was an attempt. And I think that is just about everything, unless anybody has any questions about the scene. All right. So getting back into it then, Olathe, what doing?
Again, Terran's before me.
Or Terran, yeah.
Blending queen bitch.
Okay.
Please tell me I did the... I did. I rolled my dice before we left last time.
Aha!
Huzzah! Okay. Let's see.
We did stick around for like a little while after that game wrapped, didn't we?
We did. I had been working on it while we were, like, going, because, you know, Terran...
A lot of rolls.
Yeah, and his lots. Yeah, so... Got a couple of... attack rolls, and then we can go from there. 7? Where am I dying?
7 to hit?
Yes.
All right, roll me some damage.
Okay. Plus any additional?
Plus 6.
Sorry, I did not have all my dice out just yet.
Yes, I'm unpacking currently.
Yeah.
Just keep them out.
No, dude. My desk is crowded enough and my cat tries to eat them.
I need to find some rolls to put these D6s. They don't do anything for me.
Okay. Dice in my lap. Wow. That's a lot of ones. 5 damage. Okay. And 6 ones.
That's rough.
Get buddy. Those out fucking early, please.
You said how many?
5.
All right. Bondi bitch is very clearly on her last legs, looking around, trying to find somewhere to go that isn't right here.
Well, that's terribly unfortunate, considering Terran still has 5 attacks left.
True facts.
5 successes.
All right, roll me damage.
4 damage.
Okay. Terran reaches out for her, looking like he's going to take her head off, and feels something intervene and push him away. leaving her unscathed. Soaked.
Okay. Another 5
to hit. 1 second. Moth, does that include the bonuses that Astoria gave Taryn? Because she had magically enhanced him last turn.
Oh, you fucking right.
He put prime damage prime, on him, right?
Prime and extra damage? 7 additional prime damage. Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt on the first one. I thought because you said you rolled so many ones. But
I did not roll any of that extra damage.
Sure didn't.
I got you.
Okay. Well, that's 2 additional damage on the first one.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Taryn. She skitters backwards a little, trying to get away from this giant bird. And finally, runs out of space and ideas. And takes a claw across the neck. And is promptly bleeding out on the floor.
Dead. Nice. Was that on the second one, then?
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 more. Elsewhere in the vicinity, there is one near Jessica?
Yes, down on the ground.
There's a Dana that is channeling tornado of go fuck yourself, Jesse.
Is that visible? Because
I believe
that is
was
not
like
something
adjacent to Sam. Or Samantha. Right? Like they were up there on the same platform, right next to each other, which would...
Yeah, she's just a couple yards away.
Maybe save Aletha having to spend 2 actions to get here and allow Aletha to focus on the people close by.
I did the math. It would be at least 4, possibly 5 actions for me to try and cross that distance.
How low is your dex?
3, bro!
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's why when you said that this was the distance rule, and some of the distance you were going about earlier, I was kind of like, are we sure we're just kicking this in? Because
we're looking at 5 turns for somebody to get there without movement speed bonuses.
Yeah, like, this is going to be a lot of nerf on melee. For damage-wise, not much bonus. If any.
I mean, I think once we get into actually using battle maps and plotting out distances, it's probably likely to adjust the encounter scaling accordingly anyway. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that was my concern with this one, what I was kinda asking about before session was, because you're like, yeah, she's 50 plus meters away, and I'm like, well, dex times 3 is 12. That is...
Dex times 4.
Or dex times 4. But, yeah, that is...
It's 12 meters around. Or 12 meters in action, yeah. So. Regardless, for Terran's sake, yes, there is... Data, he said, was, like, up here on this little platform with us. And... Aletha has several targets nearby as well.
The tornado is visible?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it was swirling darkness around her.
Sure.
And
5.
Okay. 1 second.
To hit. Does she have dodges?
She does. She's not been attacked. Or she's been attacked once, and she has a fancy little wonder. So 1 second. And she is going to... only take 2 off of that, so roll me some damage.
Okay. Damage plus 2 then?
Yes.
Eight.
Jinkies. Okay.
Prime eight. Damage.
Eight ag.
Yeah, she just dissolves. She just turns to pink mist.
I was hoping, because I don't think you had described her as wearing anything that looked like actual magical armor, so I was nope. Like, you know, she might just die here, isn't she?
She is the glass cannon of the squad.
Goodbye.
And then how far away is the other one?
Other two.
Other two? There's one near Olathe and one near the call, I guess.
Yes. Then. The one near the call would be basically just the distance down the wall. So we'll call that one move with the Dex Athletics to scurry down the wall to get at him.
He has wall climbing.
Good for
it's
him.
It's never come up before.
Congratulations
but he
on
has
that
it.
Now being relevant now that we're using movement rules the way we were supposed to.
I love that the bird has wall climbing.
Yeah, man. I made him be like a creepy spider thing, but it's never
I mean,
come
he
up.
Can't
because
fly
we're...
while he's in murder bird form, so I don't think. But.
Cool. Or did I remove that when we got... Hold on. No, I think I removed that when we had to actually purchase the paradox nullification, like, extra stuff. Never mind. Dex Athletics.
That's rough, buddy. Dex Athletics, diff 7.
Me too. Three successes?
That'll do ya.
Hey!
It's an innocent kitty.
She's never done anything wrong in her whole life.
Not once.
Just like Merlin.
I have a bathroom wall that begs to differ.
Bathroom wall shouldn't have gotten in the way.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Blue busted his way out of my room, which let Hecate back in to eat the plant.
Do you want more
cahoots,
of the plant?
I swear.
Do you want more of the plant? I got more of the plant.
No, I'm good. Was that enough successes? I said
yes.
Three.
Yes.
That's adjacent to the portal. The call.
Correct.
Okay. Not scurrying into the call. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. To not do that.
And then attack the fella.
Go for it.
That so the other attack that was left over is a moot point now because I need to move, right? Or can you split attacks with a movement? Because technically there was no movement done in the third action, so it would have technically been action, move, action, or, well, attack, move, attack? Or should we just call it he's got to move so he can't do the second? Did that make any sense?
I'm puzzling through that.
When they say you get extra actions, most of those abilities describe people as also moving very quickly. I believe that what they mean is an action is move to a target and attack it, so long as you are moving at your movement speed or less with each one.
That was my understanding. You only burn an entire action to move if you are needing to cross more distance than you can cross in one action. So if you need to go, if your movement speed is 20 and you need to go 40 yards, you have to burn one whole action of get there, and then the second action is get there and attack.
Yes. So I understand that. That makes complete sense. So action three, I attacked once.
Yes.
And the second attack does not do anything because that person is dead already.
Correct.
Can I do the movement in the middle and finish the second attack on someone else?
I don't think so.
Really?
I'd have to look at the exact wording of the thing. Well,
for alacrity?
No, for what's how you're doing the multi
limbs. Yeah, which says you get to make two attacks as part of an action rather than one.
If you use your extra limbs to perform several unrelated activities or to attack several targets at once, then you may perform one action for every two limbs involved. In game terms, each extra limb adds one dice to your dice pools if you're using several limbs to perform multiple actions. Also, you use your highest dice pool, not your lowest, when performing these multiple actions.
Well, I guess if you haven't moved to initiate the attack, then it would make sense for you to be able to move in between the attacks. So, sure.
That's what I was thinking, because like the way I was understanding it is, for Terran, as long as he's using claw attacks, each turn encompasses move and two attacks.
Right.
So, like, if you're doing, like, in D&D, like, if you attack once, move, and then you have an extra attack, that's still technically a move action.
Right.
So it doesn't affect it, but I just wasn't sure how that works here.
Yeah, no, I think you're good, actually. With that wording, then, yeah, you would be able to move in between the two attacks.
Well, it's one to hit, so either way, it's kind of a moot point, but it's good to know.
Okay.
I mean, use up dodge actions and shit, I guess.
Well, Josh looks up in terror at the approaching mortarboard scurrying down the wall in his direction. And in lieu of dodging, jumps straight into the call.
Technically, we're in turn order still, right?
Well, he is dodging into the call. Because he rolled 8 dice to dodge one attack.
May I roll you a Dex Athletics to try and catch him?
Did you mean strength brawl?
It would be strength brawl.
Yes, that is exactly what I mean. And that's actually more dice for me, thank you.
You have another action?
I do. I do, in fact, have another action. May I do that instead?
Do what instead? I'm sorry, you lost me.
Strength brawl him?
Yeah.
To keep him from jumping in? Is it opposed then? He's dodging? How does that work?
Yeah, that's where this gets weird.
Do it versus his 7 extra successes to dodge?
That...
I say, did he win? Did he get 8 successes to dodge, or did he just roll 8 dice to dodge?
He had 8 successes to dodge.
Well, there are 3 tens in this pile. Let's see.
Those are good start.
Three eights, three tens, a nine. So that's seven to start, and then the rerolls.
Come on, no ones.
Big money, no whammy.
Seven, nine, two.
Okay. So that puts you at what, nine successes?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes.
Okay. So homie sees the bird coming down the wall. Wants absolutely nothing to do with that. Backpedals out of the way of Taryn's initial attempt to claw his face off, and turns to jump into the call. That's probably going to go badly for him, but he's out of ideas. So he tries it and promptly gets caught and hoisted by Taryn and stopped from jumping down the portal.
Does Taryn have more actions?
No.
Okay.
I got him, though.
No, you got him. I'm washing my hands now of the egg salad I'm making so I can get back to my dice. Okay, so. Spellcaster bitch is dead. Queen bitch is dead. Josh is in bird hands. The spell on Jesse has fallen, or it is falling. Not.
Damn it.
Nice.
Okay, how far am I from Jesse?
Within one movement.
Okay.
It's six to go.
Can I... Jesse hasn't tried to move while in the spell yet, correct?
Correct. I have not tried to walk out.
Can I go over and, like, try to rip Jesse out of the spell?
You can try.
Hit her like a freight train.
Hit her like a fucking freight train. Do you want... I'm assuming you probably want Strength Brawl for that, don't you?
I'm so fucking worried that's gonna kill me.
It won't, because I'm not trying to damage you.
Well, no, tornado might. It's already hurting me, going through it. I've already taken three ag.
It's like, theoretically, Avatar Storm. Like, equivalent.
Yeah, like... Going through that, both you and myself, I don't have any way to defend myself against that. I don't have spirit.
I don't either.
Oh, well then what the fuck?
Sometimes you take some damage to get shit done. Alright, can I have a knowledge roll as to whether or not that will actually work?
Wits occult, diff 8.
It's occult diff 8. I'm assuming River can't help, so. You know what's real pretty on what's occult diff 8?
These tens.
Two tens so far.
If those don't reroll into ones, I'm going to be really excited.
And another 8. 3 suck.
That's probably a very bad idea. You don't know exactly what you're looking at. Because you're not on the Fondi. But you know for a damn sure fact, you can't really do anything about spirits. And you could hear Jesse crying out in pain as it was chewing on her. So most likely, it's going to do the same to you if you try and touch it.
Could try and heal her.
Please.
Yeah, I can do that, but I just suddenly thought of a question. I know for the Avatar Storm, your avatar is what you use for soak. Did Jesse get the chance to soak with that? Or is that I guess, can you generally soak spirit damage with that?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think I soaked at all when I came to that storm. Well, I did for the second one, but I didn't for the first one.
Well, I realized I needed to rotate the question.
It's also potentially Nafandi magic and not actually the way the Avatar Storm works.
It's that, exactly.
Yeah, my question is if you can soak spirit with Avatar.
No.
No. Okay. That's right. Specifically the Avatar Storm.
And that's also an optional, like...
Yeah.
Basically, their rule set on how to interact with the Avatar Storm is... You can do one of three things: make it unsoakable, make it so that it's soaked by any degree of magical armor, or make it so that it is your avatar rating only, or avatar plus armor for the one where you can soak with armor. But they are specific about, like, pick which one you want to do, because the Avatar Storm has a lot of different states that it can be in.
Fair enough. All right, well, that is 5 suck to heal Jesse. Spark of Life reduces that difficulty by 2. Okay. So,
wait, no, buddy, you're in rage actions. Didn't you already do, you already did Arate, didn't you?
Did I?
No.
I don't know that I did. I think I held last off on doing turn, it.
Last turn, he used his treasure to give himself bonus rage actions this turn. This turn, he made a melee attack against what's-his-fuck with the axe, I believe.
And he did Arate to do guided correspondence ag damage.
Ooh.
Are we on round 2 or round 3?
This is rage actions at the end of round 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, I hope Jesse should probably have some kind of a healing thing or be able to heal herself, but...
Did you not give healing potions to everybody?
I know I have in the past. I don't know who still has them on their sheet. Different people had bandages, though.
Okay.
I know Jessica still has hers.
Yeah, everyone had some multiple success level bandages.
Jesse used his on Jesse.
I do not during have Zambies. That on my sheet.
Yeah, he did. Jesse might have used hers.
No, because this is the first time she's been hurt.
Yeah.
Other than last time where I caught her before she had a chance to do anything.
Yeah. No, I was thinking she might have used it on somebody else, but I can't remember a specific time when she would have. So
I also
don't think so. I think she probably still has hers.
The problem is I don't know how many successes it would have been at this point.
Yeah.
Most of them are at least 4, but...
Mine was an old one with 1.
Yeah, you had one of the very early ones, I know. But I know I'd spent time building them out, but I don't know what level it would be.
Anywho. Yeah. Kind of hard to do it now, so... What you doing?
Alright, well, I've got Time Boy in front of me, and I can do something about him, so... I really probably should have just used the 6 dice I used for Narte. Okay, never mind, I shouldn't have. Let's see, and the guided was 2, lowered the difficulty by 2. Which brings it from he didn't have a shield, so it'd be a 6 down to a 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I even remembered that 10's just double and I don't reroll.
Look at you go.
I'm getting there.
Man, I should really spend a couple of experience on doing that for Taryn.
You should.
Alrighty.
The first expertise free, or do you have to buy it?
It's free. Once you hit 4 rank and bumper, you get it.
Bro, yeah. What the fuck?
His should probably have been natural weapons this whole time.
Because I believe he dodged already when he dodged the first one. I don't, and he used some of his time actions, I think. He should have, because I think he was earlier than me in the turn order. Yeah, he was earlier than me in the turn order. Yeah, so sure,
hold on. All right, roll me some damage.
All right, how much did he soak?
No.
Okay. Successes plus, or stats plus 7 then. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes, and then strength is 3 plus
2 lethal for the axe. Plus, there was 4 prime.
And is each dot in prime 2 dice? Or 1 die?
Hold on. What? That's the ag damage, bud.
4 okay. Primes?
How many successes did you have on the arete that you rolled for this effect? Because you have... You put some of it into guidance.
Prime 4, 2 to guidance, and 1 to extending it for the scene. That's what's in current effects.
Okay.
So 2 guidance to drop the difficulty by 2 from 6 to 4.
And yeah, then the so other to apply extra prime damage is a consumption of the dice that you rolled.
Okay. So then.
So you would have had to spend some of the successes to have more damage on other rolls.
For example, Astoria put all 7 of those damage, or those dice, to giving Terran extra damage.
Correct. You still have the prime effect that gives you ag damage, but you don't have additional spare successes to spend as more damage.
How many successes did you have, Sting?
7.
So, realistically, that would be 1 to make it last the round, 2 to make it last the scene, 1 to turn it into ag damage, and then 4 successes worth of extra damage still gives you plus 8 to your damage die.
Does that include the 2 guiding?
How? Because he already used them on the first attack.
That's what the success to make it last the rest of the round is.
The scene.
Yeah. You can spend your successes towards duration.
If you don't want me to do that, I won't, Ben. We'll just need to figure this out after.
That doesn't seem right. Yeah, that doesn't seem right, because like you're spending dice successes for damage, but you get to spend 1 success to make 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of those successes effectively infinite if you can have them on every single attack. That doesn't seem right.
It's for the scene. And, like, you'd have to spend more successes to make it last longer.
It also does just say, like, right in the book that you can continue to manifest a prime weapon at a rate of 1 quintessence per round.
Do you want me to spend a quintessence into this?
I think that's the only way to make that remotely not busted.
Alright, I'll throw a quint in. And then, all right, so I need to spend...
That gives you the ability to have 3 dice of prime damage across 6 actions become fucking 36 dice of damage from 1 arete roll.
I mean, yeah, but like, if you think about like a werewolf going into Krynos or something, it's an equivalent thing where they get a ton of extra dice for attacking just by nature of 1 action spent turning into Krynos. So it's a similar situation.
It's not actually a whole action spent to turn into Krynos either.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, and it gives them plus 2 to strength and plus 3 to strength. And also their bite damage is strength plus 1. Like, stuff. The plus three to strength is the big one. That all of their stuff is ag always. Like,
I mean, I guess the other counter thing would be is if I had done this as a like, I no, that wouldn't necessarily work. I was gonna say I could also have done it as a life thing and just added a shit ton of dice, and that would just apply until, but. I just need to know if I'm throwing more dice or not. If yeah, not, we can figure this out after. I don't want to block everything up with this.
It's also the same as adding dex dice or strength dice or something to yourself for the duration of the combat. Because it gives you an equivalent amount of extra dice, depending on successes.
Yeah, I don't think that's as powerful as getting one Arate roll to effectively give you 40 extra damage dice. I don't think that's equivalent.
Prime does come with paradox effects, so like,
yeah,
might be the balancing there, because like with if you increase your dex and stuff too far past what you're supposed to be capable of doing, you start getting pattern bleed, as we've kind of talked about before. So like, I don't know. Something maybe we can deal with after.
Yeah. I guess go for it and enjoy your paradox, I guess.
I mean, it should be one paradox a strike, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'll put that on turn as well.
Let's see. So then
it would actually be on Astoria because she's the one that cast it.
If you put something on an item, the item takes it if it's, I think, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
No?
The person who is using the
charm, you get paradox.
Yeah, the person who uses the charm does.
I'm going to get a paradox for casting this spell, but every time it happens to me too?
Yes. That is the major drawback to applying prime damage to things. It bypasses a lot of armor and does a lot of damage, and you get a point of paradox every time you attack with it.
Wow, I'm really glad that I did not put stuff to duration. For Taryn, then.
This is how Chase acquired himself 6 or 7 paradox in the zombie fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up to 9 then, Ben.
Okay. I am adding 8 dice to this then, Bird. I was right on that?
Should be, yeah.
Okay.
That is a 3 for Astoria, so willpower or bust.
Willpower.
Okay.
All right, so in damage, there's no 10s, no 1s, everything above a 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and I would be up to 3 paradox. Because I would have gotten 1 from the vampire, 1 from my first strike this turn, and now the 3rd one from this strike. So...
That's a 2.
A damn. Oh. Let's go! We have 3 paradox backlash.
I'll throw a will to hold it, but...
Okay. You said 13 damage?
13 at, yes.
We double count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes.
All right, big boy looks really fucked up. You chop him in the chest, in the breastplate of his plate armor, and it goes through more than an axe ought to for a small little hatchet attacking full-ass plate armor. What do?
Second verse,
question again.
A third.
That's what I figured.
Alright, so 1, 2, 3 dex. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 successes.
Roll me some damage.
2, 3, 4, 5. To be clear, I know the -1 affects the attacking. It does not affect the actual damage, correct?
your wound penalty?
No. Yeah. Okay, no. Cool. I didn't apply it last time.
I figured out what you were talking about, minus one, then I remember that you were injured. Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here. Strength plus two for the axe, plus five for the attack, plus eight for the magic. Two, three, six. Only six.
Okay.
There's a lot of fives, fours, and ones in that roll.
Yeah. He sees you coming at him again, and kind of rolls to the side a bit and catches, or kind of lets the axe deflect off of the armor rather than having it chunk directly into it and continuing to fuck his ass up.
Alright. Go again. Okay, so alright, should be five to hit.
Roll damage. He's not a zombie, but he doesn't have any dodges left. He'd love to.
I said five to hit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So damage plus four.
Yeah, no, I had moved the dice, and then I was putting my paradox in, and all of the numbers went out of my head.
So you're up to five paradox now?
Yes.
Okay.
Four. Okay, so that's four for the thing. Strength plus two for the axe. And then eight egg.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, ten, 11.
11. Yeah, you lop his head off. And he falls to the ground.
Good.
Resetting the dice pool again.
Resetting the dice pool already?
I hadn't reset it after last. I don't reset until it's done. The dice just stay on the desk. That way everyone gets a fair turn.
Yike.
I'm gonna be fair. Everyone gets their turn to roll. Don't want them thinking I got favorites or anything.
Can't relate, man. Several of my dice live in dice jail.
Look, if you leave them in jail, they'll never get the chance at redemption. Part of what's wrong with the fucking American system.
Are we talking rehabilitative justice for dice right now?
Yes.
Are you opposed, sir?
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Wild.
Let's mention, I spent money on them. I'm going to use them.
Okay. All right, so I dropped them. All combat's done. Except for Josh.
Josh and Taryn. And Jesse's effect.
Yeah, from what you can currently see, everybody except for Josh is down and out.
Alright, then I have a question for the DM. Mm-hmm. Who loves these. I broke that core ward. Would that affect the return on my tomahawk?
If I say yes, then there has to be a rating on the return on the tomahawk, and I don't know that that was ever established.
I believe, because there's three effects on the tomahawk, I think that I had rolled like five successes and a willpower, and I put one into each. But I also then don't know how that would apply to Jesse's wonder.
I'm going to say no just for the sake of not giving myself additional headaches.
Yeah, buddy. All right. I'm going to go for one of them there. Caregiver willpowers. And fuck myself up a bit, I think. I'm going to reach into the storm with a... Or actually... Did I break the fucking mirror this turn or a turn before? And can I use an action to use a charm?
You broke the mirror this turn.
Can I use an action to use another charm?
That's the point of charms.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to reach in with a 4-suck charm of heal into Jesse. Into the storm. So tell me what damage I'm taking or soaking.
You're reaching through to slap her with the charm?
Yes. Because it's a physical charm.
Okay.
Provided Olathe, based on the roll earlier, provided Olathe doesn't think it'll kill her, anything short of death can probably be healed.
Okay.
I know that she was soaking it with her armor.
Yeah.
Last this turn.
Five points of bag damage.
Did I have to soak?
If you have the ability to soak act damage.
Got prime armor. Go. Damaged, but... Alright, so that is...
It'll be two less soak dice, because it's sundered.
So that's 4 from stamina, 3 from the armor. You cannot put a willpower into soak. It's gotta survive. And soak is versus 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 suck.
Okay. Or
4 at diff 6.
So 1 point of aggravated damage.
Okay. And can I get a refresher? Does aggravated damage go the lowest or go the highest in the chart?
Highest.
Okay.
So you add the most severe damage at the top and shuffle everything else down.
Cool. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that way if you hit incapacitated with bashing, you are knocked out, even if you had lethal and ag damage in your sheet.
That's
okay, yeah, that's what I thought. That puts me to injured. Alright. So, Jesse, that is a straight 4 heal.
Bless up, I am. Full health.
However, ag damage takes 2 successes to heal.
I was about to say that.
If you have lethal, you can knock those off first.
There, I just have 3 ag.
Well, then you only have 1 ag now.
That is okay.
And as Olathe is going to yell at you, reverse Samson. You can do this. I think I might have 1 action left after that. And Olathe is going to do another dance. Or no, I have 2 actions left after that. So Olathe's going to do a little dance. And that is Dex Expression, which is 6 dice. And 10s do reroll for this, which we like. 2, 3. That is only 3 suck. Can I use my last action to basically have use it in like the start of the next turn if something comes at Jesse as she's trying to do this? I want to basically have it be an intercept maneuver in the next turn.
No.
Because I was trying to think of how that would work with melee. Otherwise, people can just freely leave melee with you to go attack someone else.
Yes.
All right. I didn't know if I could do something kind of like D&D-esque where it's like, but all right. Well,
they don't do attacks of opportunity.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, there's no attacks of opportunity in no way I can.
I would have made 1,000 of them on you guys as we've gone along.
Yeah, that's why I was saying if I could spend a whole action point towards it.
No.
If it was your action at the start of the round, you could say I want to ready an action that attacks somebody that leaves me, but your rage actions go, like, you have extra actions this round. They're done at the end of this round.
Yeah, I don't think I really got a whole lot else I can do to... do that. So, alright. I guess I'm just gonna lose an action there, so... That's alright.
You could spend that action to activate your treasure again.
He already did.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, I did activate the treasure, and then I had one action left after that.
Gotcha. I missed that.
I guess I could theoretically throw the axe at Josh, but that's also like a 50-meter throw into something that's holding Terran.
Thunderboy.
And I feel like the
throw it through the call. Axe is gone.
I'm just gonna have an Afondi axe.
Afondi axe.
Axe comes out with a demon attached to it, screaming for your ass.
Got a fucking
eyeball. Nice, just like my armor.
Just comes at you at mock fuck with a demon trailing behind it.
Man, them feathers
turn to cinder, bitch.
Them feathers turned red and they look actually bloody.
That's not why, good.
Why are the feathers on your axe just bleeding? Don't ask questions, all right?
All righty.
It's called Craven Edge now.
Jesse. Actually, one step back. Chase.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw your best friend get impaled.
Oh, yeah.
In a rage of unhinged fury, you killed his attacker and then charged to take down the main threat. Bludgeoned her within an inch of her life, followed by Terran removing her from existence. Her blood is all over the floor in front of you, and she looks very dead. As the haze of combat rage passes, what you should have felt in the moment that Samson went down lands on you in all of its fury. Part of your mind, part of your soul was just amputated.
Yeah.
And isn't there anymore. For starters, take 3 points of bashing damage. Unsoakable.
Mm-hmm.
And Chase is suddenly very confused. Where am I? Why am I here? And where the fuck is my dog? Because that's not my dog, because my dog doesn't die. Chase, you are in a quiet.
Fantastic.
You have near total amnesia for why you are here, who these people are, and where the hell Samson is. And 3 points of bashing damage.
No idea who anyone is, or just the people that we're here to kill?
No idea who anybody in this room is with you.
Fantastic.
You know who you are. Meanwhile, Jesse.
Jesse.
You are in a swirling black vortex of go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. You see a hand reach through and kind of slap you on the boob.
Scream.
And feel magic emanate outward as that hand withdraws, looking burned. But you feel the steady pattern damage that these spirits have been doing to you fade away. But you're still stuck in here. They're still clawing at you. And they still very much want you to die. However, you look up into the storm above you, and you see another hand reach down towards you. A large male hand, seemingly. It's hairy. It's about three times the size of yours. There's dirt under the fingernails. And it glows a little bit. And it reaches down towards you in a very clear, take my hand gesture.
Confusion and overwhelmedness, she's going to say, Lachlan, as she reaches for it.
As you take the hand, you hear a voice in your head. Chuckle. Not quite. And you are pulled up and out by your hand effortlessly and find yourself standing next to the portal. You kind of look around you and it seems as if everyone else is moving much slower than you are, or he is. He is about a 12-foot tall dude. Except he's not just a dude. Where before you saw a glowing stag, you now see a glowing man with the legs of a goat and antlers sprouting from his head. I told you I would help if I could. This is the moment, Jesse. She's coming. I can buy you the time. Get out of this place and bury it forever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And Kernanos turns and steps in front of the call. And you feel yourself snapping back to normal time.
He says, thank you. Like, thank you. As she starts fading back into normal speed.
Anybody else in the room have spirit up? Storia, I feel like, might have.
I do have a question.
Storia absolutely did.
Did Jesse hear Olathe telling her telling Jesse to reverse Samson? Because Olathe had yelled that, like, as she was reaching in and healing her.
Your hand was in.
You also did that the first round?
Chase did.
Or Chase did, and she heard that. Because I made her roll for it.
Okay.
Astoria. you don't see the entirety of what just happened, but you can see a massive spiritual presence moved over Jessie, removed her from the vortex, and is now moving to confront a second, possibly even larger spiritual presence that is now burrowing its way out of the call.
Okay. And I also had entropy up. What are they both clocked at?
The one coming out of the call, unsurprisingly, is incredibly wormish. The one that just rescued Jessie is wild. Quite possibly the most wild thing you've ever seen.
I've seen him before.
Yeah.
Oh, alongside Krennanos. Okay.
No. Krennanos is about equal in level of wild energy that you have seen coming off of Artemis.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But Astoria knows damn well what that means. She is well and truly about to bust out in this bitch.
Is there anything we can do about it?
Unlikely? Jessie.
Jessie.
You just got instructions from a god.
Yep.
What doing?
Oh, I'm rewinding Samson.
All right. Chase, what doing?
Is muscle memory also wiped?
Explain.
Certain actions that would feel instinctive, in this case, getting the fuck out of here, through things that Chase has on him that came from people in the party. Like, he knows he has charms still, yes? Or does he not remember the charm in his pocket either?
Probably not, unless he starts patting himself down to figure out what he's got on him.
Okay, because I was going to say, instinct is, this is a very shitty situation, and I don't know where Samson is. Reach in and rip that hopper charm and teleport out of here, and then wonder where that came from. But,
you'd also have to know that it's a hopper charm, right?
Wouldn't that's what I'm getting at, is this is, that's why I'm asking about, like, muscle memory, because this is stuff that Chase has been proactively thinking about and planning and making sure that, like, it's easy to access. Like, he preps for this enough that it could have been instinct to grab something, but I could also see him not remembering it if he doesn't remember anybody else.
Yeah, he doesn't. If he were to find it in his pocket and examine it long enough to figure out what kind of magic is on it.
Yeah, he could
piece
it together, but
no.
Well. I suppose what we're doing here is pretty straightforward still, actually. That is three successes worth of a forces 2 bit of magic. To become invisible.
Okay.
Chase doesn't know where he is, what's happening, or why, but there are quite a few big, scary magic effects going on. He still just knows a call when he sees one, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, that's just visibly bad shit. He may not remember that he's here for a call, but it's still just visibly bad shit, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's visibly bad shit, so we are turning invisible and moving in the opposite direction.
Okay.
And that's going to pass my turn. Not a word to the party. Doesn't know him, doesn't care. Whatever this is, it's not his fucking problem.
Valid.
Besides, I gotta go find Samson.
You gotta go find Samson. Astoria.
Astoria.
What is your next move?
If it impacts it at all, I had a little bit of flavor. I didn't know we were like going through our turns right now. I had a little bit of flavor for Jesse like casting on Samson.
Yeah, this is kind of all happening at the same time. The last enemy just went down, other than the one that's being hoisted by Samson. I mean, by Taryn. You're not in the thing anymore. Everybody can see that you're suddenly not in the thing anymore. Story is the only one that knows that something just boosted you out, and you two are the only ones that know with certainty that Lilith is about to bust up in this bitch.
My first reaction is Samson. I know Astoria's isn't right now, though. She has the battle blindness. And that says that is a huge threat over there. The combined power levels of Artemis and Kurnanos? Enough to stop Lilith, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. This is like the shit that you stake your life against, get stopping it from getting out. Yeah, like she's like real bad news.
Yeah, and like, for, I guess, a little added flavor, even in Battle Haze, Astoria's girlfriend and her bird are the ones directly in the path closest to where she's about to be.
Yeah, man, I know. I've already spent the willpower.
Yeah, but?
Yeah, man. I was just trying to rationalize myself out of it, but like, yeah, man. Character number three, here I come. Astoria is going to, let's see, how am I going to do this? The amulet around her neck is her amulet for Artemis. She is going to take it out. And she is going to use the sharp edge of it to cut her hand, and she is going to place it on that, since it is a faster thing than usual, I suppose. And she is going to begin summoning Artemis, muttering in Greek under her breath as she does so.
Okay.
I would like to remind you that I have given myself 11 soak dice in preparation for this.
Yeah. Aletha, what doing?
Well, I've got four actions to pull. So, first one's gonna be putting myself a little bit back together. As I just reached my hand into the fucking storm. Self-healing is at two. Drop by two, dabs it to diff three. So four suck. Which I think brings me back to... Yes, it does. Brings me back to full, because two lethal knocked off and a single ag. And Oh, Latha has no idea about any of the spirit shit.
No.
Jesse's gone. Jesse does have correspondence.
I'm sorry. Can I,
Jesse's not gone. She's standing a few feet from where she was in the portal.
Yeah, she's gone from the effect.
Also, Chase just vanished into thin air.
Can I verbal real quick as part the end of my turn?
Sure.
Are you, is, Olathe anywhere near Astoria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the only one near you at this point, I think, other than possibly Jessica.
Get Jessica out of here, is what she's saying.
Then we all get out of here?
Yes.
Not
me.
Was I supposed to make a roll earlier? Because I said Samson, and then...
Yeah, go ahead and give me the roll. We're not really moving in initiative here. We're kind of freeballing because all this is happening at once.
Okay.
Because, like, Olathe's not going to leave Astoria behind either.
Okay, well, running to Samson, Jessie's going to scream as she runs. She's going to say, God says we got to go. God says we got to go. And she's going to kneel down on Samson, and she's going to cover her ears real hard. I'm going to use 2 Quint and a willpower. And 6 successes of please rewind this dog.
Okay. It's kind of weird watching this happen. Samson slides through time. Basically, something picking him up from the ground. He's lifted up into the air. Blood rushing back into his body. Wounds closing back over. And basically returning to a posture as if he is holding on to the arm of a large person who is no longer there. And then he drops to the ground on all fours, looking around. Very confused. Bork.
Does he reconnect to Chase?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know that either. So I've got God says go, God says go.
Astoria muttering in Greek and then telling me to get Jessica out of here. I know what Olathe probably does.
Okay. Jessica heard that.
Does Jessica look at Olathe as Olathe looks at her?
She looks at you very briefly and then starts sprinting towards Astoria.
Help me get her, and is going to run and help Jessica carry Astoria out.
God says go when we're in a call. Look, Jesse said weird shit before, but, you know, theoretically there's been friendly gods around her, too. And, Olathe, I don't think, would leave either one of them behind, and definitely wouldn't think that she's going to get Jessica out without a fight. So, cooperation to get her out is the best move.
Alrighty.
So I got three turns of action to work on getting her out.
This is going to make for some good drama later. Astoria. Yeah. You have Olathe grabbing you by one arm and Jessica grabbing you by the other.
Olathe is going to be trying to grab in a way that doesn't prevent casting, but cast and carry, effectively.
Did we lose Armoth?
No.
Okay.
She's debating if she stabs us.
No. Astoria is strength one. She is going to turn to Olathe and say, Olathe, you are going to destroy. She is going to look her directly in her eyes and say, you are killing Takoda. Put me down.
Banjo, how much time we got here before this god arrives?
You don't know.
Do I have enough time for a second cast?
I don't work either, but never mind. I guess with that, Olathe probably would put her down and step in front of her. If it's that bad, she might be able to buy a second or two, and that might be enough.
Jessica?
Because Olathe doesn't know what's coming through to that level.
Jessica is going to put a hand on each of Astoria's shoulders and look her straight in the eye. What are you trying to do?
Stop her.
How?
Two gods are better than one. Kernanos is standing against her. If I bring Artemis into it, we've got a shot.
And if it destroys you, it almost killed you the last time.
Then at least I did something. Maybe she can be weakened. Maybe there's something that can come against her later. But if she comes out at full strength because we leave, this is it.
I'm not letting you die for a maybe.
Can we bury it?
Maybe. I don't know. She's a spirit.
Better than dead. Ben, can I get that Arte roll now?
Sure. In the meantime, Chase, what you doing, bud?
Oh, where's the exit again?
Back up the tunnel behind all these nerds?
That way.
Olathe is going to yell, help me bury it. And,
Jesse, you have a very large, very confused dog looking around him, trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Does he recognize me?
He seems to. He doesn't back away from you or seem aggressive.
Okay, she's going to say, I don't know where Chase is. You got to stick with me for right now. We'll find him later, okay?
Boof.
Whimper. Wolf. And he heals.
Oh, bless. Okay. Fucking wild.
He's a good dog.
He's a good boy.
So she looks over and she sees the almost abduction of Astoria.
And basically, yeah. Astoria on her knees, Jessica on her knees, pleading with Astoria. Olathe standing there, basically putting herself between them and God. Taryn's still by the tunnel, who hasn't moved yet, though he probably would have reacted when Astoria got yoinked.
He said, we gotta go and we gotta take this place down. We gotta fucking bomb this place.
Then help me, then you. She would have heard Olathe yell, help me bury it. And Olathe is actively casting 5 successes worth of matter magic.
Jessie's gonna pull out her harpoon as her focus for matter magic and 4 successes to help.
Okay.
Before that, would Jessica turn to help?
Absolutely not. There's all only right, so one thing in this entire planet for Jessica at this moment, and it's Astoria.
Hey, I mean, you know, if she wants to not take the maybe.
Jessica is going to continue. You just got your life back from this god bullshit. Don't throw it away on a chance. Please. I can't lose you.
Jessica, we do not have time for this. Let me go. Astoria's eyes are flat and very focused. There is non-emotion in them right now. Her hand is in a vice grip on the amulet around her neck, and it is dripping blood onto the floor as she grips it. She does not appear to be stopping.
Jessica stands up and looks up at the ceiling. Artemis, if you take her from me, I will burn this world to the ground. I swear it. And she turns into a position to protect Astoria. Meanwhile, Chase is hauling ass up the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this shit. I'm out of here. I don't know what that was all about back there, but it ain't mine. It is not my problem.
Exactly.
Everybody,
including also,
Chase. Yeah,
because this has been a lot of conversation that's been had. By this point, he is probably also starting to take inventory of what's on him.
Okay,
not his first time. He's woken up somewhere with no idea where or why he's there.
True,
for various reasons.
Also, it was 9 successes between the two of us. Olathe probably would have used willpower, but I did not call it out. Up to you if I bump it to 10 for that or not.
Just because I like even numbers, I'll allow it.
Oh. Cool.
No, you don't! Shut the fuck up!
Yep, never mind. Use your fucking willpower.
I got willpower to spare, man. Like 6.
So if Chase discovered a weird... what's the word?
Origami frog?
Origami, thank you. Origami frog in his pocket. What do? How do? How would he react to that?
That's what the RNC role is.
It's going to be two successes worth of activate Primo Vision. And... I don't know, you want a wits? Wits awareness roll, maybe, to figure out what this means?
Yes.
What def?
Seven.
Two successes.
This is a correspondence teleportation charm.
Okay. Is that enough to maybe get an idea of how to activate it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, here's the question. I know Naomi's mind communication roles go to her.
Mm-hmm.
No,
the
I'm hopper
charms were done with, I believe, Mind 3 in them as well.
Uh-huh.
To pull where do you want to go out of your head
that,
when you use
okay.
them. And, Chase is gonna give that a quick tear.
And go all the way back to Michigan?
They are not that long range.
You didn't know that.
The hopper charm, probably yes. Honestly, I think that's a good point.
Where are you going? You don't know Kirkland.
I don't, no. Michigan, or roughly 3 miles in the direction of Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
He is thinking, I would very much like to be at the garage where I have all of my like car-related shit. There's probably useful stuff there. We can get home, regroup, figure shit out. I don't know what this is going to do. Rip. And now he's out in a blizzard, 3 miles from here.
Yes. Chase. Just as you start to feel the ground quake, rip this charm and find yourself standing in the woods, in the dark, in a blizzard. It really fucking sucks. It's cold as hell. You don't know where the hell you are. And you can see, like, maybe a couple of feet in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, as Jesse and Olathe start casting, all of you feel the ground crumble as this cavern starts to collapse around you.
We gotta go.
Ben, does it look like we did enough then?
It's hard to say, but it absolutely looks like this bitch is about to fall on your head.
Yeah, Jesse's gonna run. Jesse and Samson are running. She's gonna, as she's running, she's going to say, God said we gotta go!
How big was this cavern? Because I was picturing Olathe doing this over the front part of the cavern where the call is.
It's fairly large. The call was on the basically under the wall that the Nafandi were standing on when you came in.
Like
so
the
about
back
50
wall.
Yards from you. Yeah, the back wall. Cavern's probably the size of, like, a decent auditorium. Like, it's not enormous, but it's not small. It's a large space.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Question for, I guess, Wits Occult, maybe? If a call is, like, physically blocked, does that prevent things from coming through?
Probably not. There wasn't time for him to really explain his reasoning. But burying it would be the best way to have no one able to find it again, or at least make it harder for anyone to find it again.